AP Radio News. I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump appears to be walking back this week's comments about what he would do if a foreign power offered him dirt on a political opponent. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president says, of course, he'd look at the information.
Because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad?
Earlier this week, he told ABC News he would not necessarily tell law enforcement. This morning on Fox and Friends.
But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the Attorney General or somebody like that.
Democrats had blasted the president's earlier comments, saying he was all but inviting more election interference next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And more Democratic presidential candidates are citing the issue as they call for Congress to start impeachment proceedings against the president. Senator Amy Klobuchar and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio are the latest. In that Fox and Friends interview this morning, President Trump also weighed in on a federal watchdog report that calls for him to fire White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway for repeatedly violating an act that limits political activity by government workers.
It looks to me like they're trying to take away her right of free speech, and that's just not fair.
And he says he won't be firing Conway. Americans are spending at a healthy pace. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.5% last month, a sign that recent concerns about cautious consumers slowing economic growth may have been overdone. Measures of consumer confidence, which stumbled this spring amid the ongoing U.S.-China trade war, have returned to nearly 19-year highs. Consumer spending now has increased 3 straight months, and with unemployment at a 5-decade low and wage gains easily outpacing inflation, consumer spending will likely continue growing this year. Mike Hempen, Washington.
This is AP Radio News. Parents in New York can no longer keep their school children from being vaccinated for religious reasons. AP correspondent Rita Foley has the story.
New York has done away with the religious exemption to vaccinations as the nation wrestles with the worst measles outbreak in decades. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill into law moments after it was sent to him.
I understand freedom of religion. We all do. We respect it. I've heard the anti-vaxxers theory. But I believe both are overwhelmed by the public health risk.
Religious exemptions that allow school children to skip vaccinations are still allowed in most states, though lawmakers in some of them are trying to change that. I'm Rita Foley.
Federal officials report more than 1,000 illnesses in this year's measles outbreak, the highest number in 27 years, and the majority of cases have been in New York's Orthodox Jewish communities. I'm Ben Thomas, AP Radio News.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.